half two on Sunday afternoon. Station News with myself, Joe Doyle. Unfortunately, Eamon unable to be with us this week, so I'm filling those very large boots this morning. So welcome along. We're broadcasting on 1188 kilohertz on the medium wave. That's 253. Everything going well on that transmitter. Thankfully, after some very big teething problems during the early part of the month. Well, that was January, actually. 100.9 in stereo FM from the studio complex here. No great problems with that transmitter, neither. Unfortunately, our 6190 kilohertz transmitter on the shortwave 43 meter band is off air at the moment due to technical problems with that, storm damage, and what else in the transmitter. So that transmitter is off. While 1188 kilohertz and 100.9 fairly covering the city with no major problems out of that at all. Still no news for you from our 103.5 site. Some aerial maintenance to be done there, and different little things to be done to stop the DLC from causing us all these technical problems that they've been causing us for the last couple of months. Right, other news in the way. Century Radio hitting the news quite a lot this week, with newspaper reports of their certain diamonds. And then, of course, during the week, that they were going to change format, change everything else on Monday morning tomorrow, which should be great fun and really interesting as well. As far as I know, Emma Woodfull has been removed from her primetime program in the morning between 10 and 1. Liam Quigley, a very good experienced broadcaster, put in there. I can't help feeling that the problem Century are having is the fact that they're trying to copy everybody else. I think the problems most of the stations are having at the moment is they're trying to copy everybody else. You know, I think they should stop all the, I think stations should stop all this thing about, you know, we're trying to beat Gay Byrne. I mean, you know, let's face it, guys, you're not going to beat Gay Byrne, so, you know. do your own thing. So Century, tomorrow morning, launching a new format, which sees Jim O'Neill in the afternoon and all sorts of changes there. Newspaper reports also that they're moving frequency in Dublin, their FM frequency. We wait, of course, with great interest to that move. And also that they have asked RTE to fulfil their contract and put on the rest of the transmitters around the country, so that they can get into all crinks and crannies around the country. So we wait and see what happens there with Century Radio. I still can't help feeling that it won't be very long before we say goodbye to Century Radio. Maybe not the frequencies in the station, but to the present Century Radio as we know it, I don't think it's going to last very long. A lot of problems. And when they become financial, you've got problems. During the week, a guy called Simon Marr wrote into the program, and Simon told us that our 1188 kilohertz is clearly audible in Arklow, which is nice to hear, and that Century's 1143 kilohertz transmitter is not. So, not bad for a kilowatt transmitter, I'm telling you. 1143 from Century, I think, is in around 5 kilowatts, and not making an impression down in Arklow. Thank you very much, Simon. Simon, our regular little Lanark buff, for sending us all these bits and pieces of information. Right, other news here in the station. Our Radio Dublin night out for Valentine's night, unfortunately, it's been cancelled. We hope to have a different venue and a different night fairly shortly for you. But for the time being, the Radio Dublin night out has been cancelled, unfortunately. Radio Dublin still requiring breakfast time disc jockeys between Monday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Have a good speaking voice, one or two, or two or three years of experience. And, of course, the position is voluntary, unfortunately. So anybody there would like to take up the challenge of our breakfast time programme between Monday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 12 a.m. Not 12 noon even. Please do get in touch with myself here at the station at 58 Inchicore Road in Dublin 8, or drop us a demonstration tape in the post. As you know, the address, as always, Radio Dublin, Dublin 8. We're also looking for a Sunday night DJ between 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. If you think that you'd like to fill in those 2 hours there as well, again, voluntary, get in touch with us here at the station. Once again, the address, 58 Inchicore Road, Radio Dublin, Dublin 8. You may notice over the last couple of hours, and indeed last weekend, that the weekend schedule has changed. New weekend disc jockeys were, I suppose, betting a lot on these disc jockeys to whole fortnight weekends. What was happening the last time was that DJs on weekends just wouldn't want to play the music we play and didn't want to come in time, and unfortunately a station in Dublin with the type of stations we have on at the moment couldn't survive with that type of messing about. Unfortunately now it's beginning to happen on the weekdays as well. We ask people that come up for jobs, even though it is voluntary, we ask you, like, if you're going to donate a couple of hours of your time, please don't leave us up the garden path. Come in 1 week, like the person that's supposed to be on now, and not come in the next week. So we ask you to please, you know, either tell us you're coming in or you're not coming in, okay? Anything else? Yes, a new station to open in Dublin City called KISS FM, a new pirate radio broadcasting experience. And when I say experience, I mean it'll definitely be an experience. Former station manager and supremo, Mike Wilson, at the helm of that station. Even though I suppose Mike knows that any other station starting up in the city is going to damage Radio Dublin in more ways than one, because naturally the more stations that open in the city, the department decide to make an example of ourselves. So anyway, it should be coming on soon. KISS FM. Don't know what frequency, power I think it's 1 or 2 watts. So do stay tuned for that. Well, that's about it from station news. Like I said, I'm unable to be with you. A lot of things happening here in the station at the moment, quite a lot, and as the weeks go by, well, within the next 3 weeks, you should hear very big changes in the station, both transmitter and studio-wise. And we can't tell you anything about them at the moment, naturally because the DLC are listening, and we don't want to give people out there anything to rate us for. So it'll be as big a surprise to them as it will be to you. Keep on listening. Happy radio days, as they say. AIM will be along next week. From me to you, take care of yourself. Now, we'll play this one, if there is a bit of music on here. There is. We'll play this one for Lenny and Shanna listening to us in Tala, also for Jane and Eamon and anybody else that's listening to me doing this. Strange and all that it is. It's 23 minutes now away from 3 o'clock. Thank you. Bye-bye.